Namaste, friend. My name is Heather Wiest, and I am blessed and honored to be guiding this Taking Flight Yoga Nidra. To prepare, create a comfortable nest on your yoga mat or in bed. Settle into stillness and get quiet. In this session, I'm going to guide you through a journey to relax your body and mind and let any stress melt away. The only thing you need to do is let yourself rest and let my words wash over you. If you need to make a few adjustments to your position, you may do so now. Let's begin. Notice the sounds around you. Perhaps there are a few sounds out in the distance. Notice them one by one without naming or analyzing them. Then tune into the sounds closer in. Then let your ears notice the sounds close to you. Let your mind continue to just notice them. And then pay attention to the sounds in your own body, your breath, your heartbeat, the sounds in your belly. Now let all of the sounds go. Let your mind focus on your breath now. You don't need to change anything about the way you're breathing. Rather, just witness your breath as it is right now. The temperature, the rhythm, the depth, the location of the breath in your body. Maybe you're going to discover more qualities of your breath. Really pay attention to every subtle quality. Now I want you to think of something that's really important to you. Perhaps a dream, vision, or prayer from deep inside your center. Create for yourself a short and simple statement in the present tense. A sentence that reflects your biggest longing or dream. Then memorize it and mentally repeat it to yourself 3 times. Now bring your attention to your body. Notice the position of your body in space. And place your attention on different parts of your body as I guide you through them. We will start with the forehead. Place your attention at the center of your forehead. Now down to the center of your throat. And then let it travel down the right arm, right shoulder, elbow, wrist, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, back to the wrist, elbow, shoulder, back to your throat center. Now let your attention travel down the left arm, left shoulder, elbow, wrist, thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, back to the wrist, elbow, shoulder, back to your throat center. Let your attention move to your heart center, right side of the chest, back to heart center, left side of the chest, back to heart center, solar plexus, or upper abdomen, navel point. Let your attention travel down the right leg, right hip, knee, ankle, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, back to the ankle, knee, and hip. Place your attention on the navel point once again. Then let it travel down the left leg, left hip, knee, ankle, big toe, second toe, third toe, fourth toe, little toe, back to the ankle, knee, and hip. Come back to your navel point. Move to your solar plexus, heart center, throat center, and center of your forehead. Feel your whole body, all parts of your body together as a whole. Now bring about a feeling of tension. Create a feeling of tension in your muscles and all over your body. Let your whole inner body experience a feeling of tension. Now reverse it and instead create a feeling of relaxation inside. Like a whole body sigh of relief, a deep sense of relaxation all over your body, a satisfying feeling of relaxation all over your body. Let go of both sensations now, and just let your body settle into the support of your nest. Let every last bit of tension begin to melt away. The tension in your legs is gradually melting away, like snow melting into water. The tension in your arms is melting away. The tension in your hips, belly, and chest is melting away with every breath. The tension in the upper chest, throat, face, back of the head, top of the head is melting away without a trace. Allow all tension to dissolve, letting your body drop deeper and deeper into the sensation of melting, releasing, dissolving, letting go. With every breath, letting go of any remaining bits of tension and surrendering to an all-encompassing experience of relaxation, effortless relaxation. Giving yourself permission to rest deeply, leaving behind the stories of the day, the residue of your thoughts and emotions. dropping thoughts of yesterday and tomorrow, and fully arriving in the present moment. Softening the mind and falling back into deep, deep relaxation. With every breath, falling deeper and deeper into total relaxation. Now that you're comfortable and relaxed, we're going to review your travel plans. Imagine yourself at home. You are comfortable. You're getting ready for your trip. See yourself reviewing your itinerary and packing list. Imagine yourself going through all the motions, placing the items you need in your suitcase and carry-on. Seeing that all your preparations are in order, you feel confident, relaxed, and ready for your travels. Now see yourself placing the luggage in the car, ready to go to the airport. You are still relaxed and comfortable. You double check to make certain that you have your ID and airline information. You are ready to go to the airport. Traveling in the car is familiar to you. You are at ease. You are still feeling calm and secure. See yourself driving to the airport and unloading your luggage. The attendant helps you with any checked bags and boarding passes if needed. Everything is going smoothly. You are calm and relaxed. In fact, take a deep breath and feel the relaxation flow throughout your body. At any time during this process at the airport, to relax and to calm yourself, simply take a deep breath. And as you exhale, see in your mind and say to yourself, "I am calm," 3 times. Breathing deeply and slowly. I am calm. Your body will adjust to the soothing breaths. Next stop in our adventure is the security checkpoint. This is good, because it lets you know the airport is very concerned for your safety and they are protecting you. You place your carry-on items on the conveyor belt and prepare to walk through the security scanner. These machines are so sensitive to metal that it's not uncommon for a belt buckle or a jewelry item to set them off. If so, you may be asked to go through again, or they may wave a hand unit over your back and down the front of you, or even pat you down. It is a procedure. They are just being careful with all passengers. You are grateful for their care. It makes you feel comfortable, safe, and secure. Next, imagine yourself going to the gate area. You may sit down at the gate or visit a nearby store and/or the restroom. You are feeling relaxed and comfortable still. About 30 minutes prior to flight time, they begin to board the plane. You listen carefully to the announcement of when your zone can board and get in line during the proper time. Witness yourself feeling quite comfortable during the boarding process. You take special note of your seat row and number. You have your boarding pass in view. You are ready. As you board the plane, see yourself still quite relaxed. You're easily able to find your row and seat. You locate a place for your carry-on items and then settle in and get comfortable. You may wish to have a book, magazine, or your phone with you to look at during this time. The attendants are making certain that everything is ready, the bags are stowed, passengers are comfortable, seated, and have their safety belts on. Imagine yourself looking around at the other passengers. Some passengers are so calm and experienced at flying that they pay little attention as the attendant reviews the safety procedures. Those passengers have heard the announcements many times before. You relax and listen to the announcements. You take special notice of how many rows to the exit doors. You make certain that your seat back is upright for takeoff. You know you will be able to recline your seat after the plane levels off. Think about how the plane is similar to a car. It has wheels, it has windows, it has a driver, and so on. The pilot is just as comfortable flying the plane as you are driving your car to the local store. As the plane taxis down the runway, you are reminded of driving your car again. In many ways, it is similar. You back your car out of the driveway. The plane backs out of the boarding area. You pull onto the main road. The plane turns and pulls onto the runway. You accelerate to get onto a freeway. The plane accelerates on the runway. You have driven uphill in the mountains. The plane feels like it's going uphill during takeoff. Take a deep breath now and relax. Again, think about comparing this to driving your car. When the plane is airborne and you are on your way to your distant location, it is not that different than being in a bus or train. The pilot is transporting you. You are free to move about, chat with the person next to you, read something of interest, watch a movie, listen to music, or recline your seat and go into a deep, deep state of relaxation. You may rest by breathing deeply and saying to yourself, I am relaxed. I am calm. I am relaxed. I am calm. There may be moments of turbulence during your flight. These are normal movements, just like your car driving over a speed bump or through a dip or pothole. Notice any tight sensations in your body and breathe deeply, releasing all muscular tension. You cannot be stressed in a relaxed muscle body. When it's time to land, you will need to have your seat back upright, your tray table in the stored position, and your personal belongings either in the overhead storage compartment or under the seat in front of you. The attendant will help you if you'd like. Imagine yourself staying comfortable and calm during the descent and landing. See yourself at the end of your journey, being relaxed and delighted at the experience. You take some deep breaths and say to yourself, "I did it." The attendant smiles and says goodbye as you leave the plane. You were in complete control of your emotions, behaviors, and reactions. You see yourself getting off of the plane and retrieving your checked luggage from baggage claim. Perhaps imagine what it's like to be greeted by your family, friends, travel group, or rideshare. At this time, completely let go. Surrender to the silence within you and around you. Allow yourself to receive the healing powers of your body. Let go of thoughts and drift back into vast spaciousness, light and calm. And now remember your dream, vision, or prayer, and the sentence you created at the start of your practice, word by word. Repeat it to yourself mentally 3 times. And now drop into the deepest state of rest and integration. And ever so gently, bringing your awareness back into the room, back into the breath. Allow the breath to fill the space of your body, your breath of life flowing freely, each breath a purpose. Bringing some gentle movements to fingers and toes, maybe rocking the head gently side to side. Bending into the knees and transitioning into a fetal position on either side. Noticing here the effects of the practice. How do you feel different than when you first began? Is there anything you'd like to remember to take with you into the rest of your day? Using the strength of your arms, make your way into a comfortable seated position. It has been a true honor and pleasure guiding you through this taking flight yoga nidra. From the light within me, I honor and respect the light within you. Walk in grace and peace, and shine bright, my friend. Much love, and namaste.